You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Myself, Matt Wilhelm, here in the Dog Bowl, joined by Andrew Gribble. Very interesting news has been coming out surrounding Phillip Rivers as of recent. I read a Pro Football Talk article yesterday talking about how Phillip Rivers, kind of on the cusp of Ben Roethlisberger from that same draft class, signing a significant extension, almost, 90 to 100 million of some sort for the next 4 or 5 years. And Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning will probably fall in line and potentially negotiate a very similar deal. But Phillip Rivers, in response to that signing, has come out and said that he wants to play out his current deal, which is his second huge contract with the San Diego Chargers. And a lot of the reason why, Phillip Rivers, former teammate of mine, he has 7 kids, is very, very comfortable from a financial standpoint, very, very comfortable living in where they want to raise their all 7 children in San Diego. And I believe he said he even wants to play out that deal because of the potential move to Los Angeles. So a long-term commitment to the San Diego Chargers could mean him uprooting his family and raising them in Los Angeles.
San Diego's lovely, by the way. Yes, I think a lot of us would love to raise our families in San Diego. It's a great city. I think he's clearly fallen in love with it. He's become a face of that franchise.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what makes this so intriguing because, you know, every quarterback wants to be in that situation that Roethlisberger was in. I think that it would have become a storyline all season if that contract was hanging over his head. And if this does play out, this is going to follow him the whole year.
It will.
And I think that it's almost like in baseball when you got a pitcher in the last year of their contract. And you don't see this happen very often in the NFL because great players are always extended before this happens. And this would be almost – I can't even think back to a situation where we would face something like this. And so he seems very definitive. And I think Phillip Rivers is a guy that strikes us both as someone who's pretty set in what he believes in. And he's not going to mess around and try to play games. This seems like a legitimate concern for him. And this is just the beginning of maybe some problems for the Chargers when you have this uncertainty hanging over your head. But at the same time, now they have to think, you know, wow, this guy might not come back here. We need to get something for him and kind of punt on this season and look toward the future because, you know, quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers just don't pop out of nowhere.
They do not, and I believe he's got a lot of football left in the tank. So why don't we play this hypothetical? You know, we'll field some calls here in a little bit, 216-578-0850, to talk Phillip Rivers' potential. But now we talked, what would you give for a Sam Bradford-like quarterback? And we can all say that Phillip Rivers is head and shoulders above Sam Bradford because of what he's proved from a year-to-year standpoint. And I pose this question to you, Andrew. What would you give up to get a guy like Phillip Rivers, who you know probably has 4 solid years left playing very high-quality football, to be your franchise quarterback?
Well, here's a question back to you. Am I sure that he's going to stay more than 1 year? Or is that the risk you're taking when you give up those picks?
I think that's the risk you're taking when you give up those picks.
That's tough then. I mean, I know it would take more than this, but maybe it's because I'm real conservative with picks. I would be willing to give up both, but I think it would take more. I think the Chargers would want more than that.
I think 12, 19, and next year's first.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm willing to do that.
Which is very, very interesting. It is. So,
because of the uncertainty, if it's like a sign and trade, I know he's here for 6 years, then go for it.
Yeah. A sign and trade would essentially mean he's going to get a deal done.
Right. But if you only know he's 1 year and then you're going to have to deal with the questions about his contract instead of the Chargers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to call him night and day from Sam Bradford, but this guy's stayed healthy. He's been incredibly productive. He's been very good with
He's a grinder.
Competitor. Yeah, not the best wide receivers in San Diego at all times. I mean, that's why this story. It was just brought to my attention about an hour ago. I feel like if this continues, it's going to become a huge story.
So what are the things that you're reading right now on Twitter?
Well,
it's just a conversation.
We're in the speculation stage of Phillip Rivers because Deadspin has a headline right now saying, "Is this Phillip Rivers' last year with the Chargers?" So they're not even jumping to the point of if he's going to get traded. I think we're kind of 3 steps ahead of where the current situation is because, you know, you got to know how to sell that to your fan base if you're trading Phillip Rivers.
Oh, you absolutely are.
That's a huge deal because I think people were talking about, you know, these big contracts. that quarterbacks on the market are getting, and people are wondering what happens when a really good quarterback goes on the market. Like, what if Andrew Luck just played out his contract and became a free agent? What kind of money would he fetch?
And you're right,
on the open market.
You're absolutely right, and I think in most cases he would garner a huge significant package to bring him anywhere. And at that point, you have to think the Buffalo Bills, who've made every move under the sun to be legitimate in their division. You've got the New York Jets, who are still in need of a franchise quarterback. They have Geno Smith. I know the Cleveland Browns would love to be a player for Phillip Rivers. He'd be very interesting. And I have a hunch, knowing Phillip Rivers and everything he's accomplished, he's a competitor. He wants to win a ring. You know, he knows that his shortcomings in the playoffs is something that will hang over his head because he's such a great competitor. But I would not be surprised if, because of the move and his unwillingness simply to move 2 hours north to Los Angeles and raise a family there, that he would not move across country to Cleveland, New York, or another city, that he wouldn't just all in all retire altogether.
Yeah, I mean, San Diego and Los Angeles are very close. They are very different cities.
They are very different cities. So. And we've got a late addition to the rundown today. We're going to grab Charles Robinson, from NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, after this break. He's going to join us for 10 minutes. He's been on with the competition committee. He's got some news about the Cleveland Browns, being linked to some first-round wide receivers. So after the break, we're going to grab Charles Robinson. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.